hopefully I'm trying everything I can to, and going out to go out and practice and see where I am.
What did you see from the Cowboys last time you played them?
Well, their philosophy has changed against us, you know, with some things that they're doing. You know, they're keeping the ball in front, so you have to move the ball methodically down the field, slow and easy, and, you know, convert third downs, third and shorts. And that's one thing that they've been doing. And when they come out of that, they've gotten hurt this year, so we're trying to just execute our game plan.
Huge.
You know, it's so much, so many other guys get open because of him. So you got to find a different way to manufacture, you know, big plays, which we haven't had a lot anyway. But his attention that he gets on the football field is definitely going to go missed. And we got to come up with a different game plan. He's running hard. He's doing the thing that that we asked of him, and it was good to see him, you know, make some big runs, and we just still got to protect the football, everyone. So, and if we can get that taken care of, like, he's a pretty promising running back.
That first game, it seemed like he had control, but then all of a sudden, really
boom,
plays.
Yeah.
And then boom, turned around. And that kind of stands out as well.
Well, yeah, it just goes back to show you that it's you have to play every down like it's very, very important. And the defense actually played pretty well. The offense just, you know, gave them some points at the end of the game. And we can't do that. But every game that we look at in the past, we realize that we're in every game. It's just that we have to learn how to close them out and play better toward the end of the game.
What's the message you took from Jason
Beal? First of all, if Jason is watching, you know, we miss him. He's a good teammate. He's been a family member for us for a couple of years. And even before, he made a whole bunch of money. He was here, and we liked him then. So to him and his family, we really miss you guys. But, you know, as far as a player, when you lose, stuff like this happens. It's one of those things. So the best thing that we can do you know, take the mess from it, just win. So try to get some wins. One thing you learn about football players is that they learn how to put their heads down and just go for it, you know. So we're around the NFL locker room. There's numbers changing all the time, and there's players that are changing all the time. We recognize that that's part of the game. So as best as we can, even though he's gone, we try to put a head down and focus on our job. So there is a message that everyone has to play better.
Was it intended as a message, you think?
I don't know. I'm not Dr. Phil, I don't know.
Andy said he does want to see some of the young guys play more on defense. Doesn't that also mean that Bryce and Nick, you're going to see them? You're going to need to see more of them? If he's going youth movement on defense, why not offense?
I don't know. You made this. You already told me what to say, so that's it.
I'm asking you. I mean,